glad to have all of you involved with Browns Overtime, everybody, at the First Energy Stadium. A lot of euphoria in this venue today. Why not? Browns grill the Pittsburgh Steelers. Gerard next week got to go down to Jacksonville. Now, this is a winless football team, and the Browns need to show, beat Pittsburgh's fine, but you got to go beat the have-nots like the Jacksonville Jaguars as well.
You definitely do, Michael. And one thing that you cannot afford to do is make the mistake in which you take a team for granted. Yes, Jacksonville has not won a football game, but what you have to understand is this: if you're the guys in that locker room for the Cleveland Browns, any given Sunday, a football team can beat you. So you must show up, continue the trend, because it feels good to win. I know it does, but you have to go out there and pay the price in order to continue that process.
Nathan Blake Bortles has taken over this football team. So one of the rookie quarterbacks the Browns defense will see, injuries starting to really hit this group. We're going to find out about the depth that Mike Pettine and Jim O'Neill feel they have on this side of the football.
Well, no question about it. And Mike Pettine said coming into this game, it's a measure of coaching, how well you can get backups to perform when they have to step up and play meaningful roles. So I'd give them an A-plus here today, but you've got to keep it going. Now, the Jacksonville Jaguars have had serious struggles on their offensive line, protecting their young quarterback, Blake Bortles. They've had a no-run game whatsoever this year. So this is a game I think the Browns defense should know that it can dominate, especially with the confidence they got after really shutting down the fourth-ranked offense in the NFL headed into this game and the Steelers, despite the fact that they were missing some key components.
Nathan, great work today, as always. And so for this Browns football team, they dominated Pittsburgh in the second half, even though they came up short on opening day at Heinz Field. And they put their foot on the throats of this football team in the AFC North today, Gerard. And it's got to feel good for this entire organization.
Oh, it has to feel good. How long have you been dominated by the Pittsburgh Steelers? Fan base, players involved, guys that played since 1999 understand the futility of the situation. So, yes, you should be happy. You made a statement today within your division that the Cleveland Browns are for real.
They're for real, all right, and it's going to be a fun ride, Browns Nation, and that's why you have to stay right here with us all year long on Browns Overtime. A gigantic step forward? We think so. 31-10 squashing of the Pittsburgh Steelers today. Now for our producer, Andy Hecht, all of our terrific Browns Overtime crew, Nathan Zagura, Gerard Cherry, I'm Michael Regei. Enjoy Victory Monday, Browns fans, and all week long, too. We'll see you next time right here on Browns Overtime. So long.